But he's dead, Jillian says, stunned to hear that her remedy couldn't have killed him. She turns to Sally. I know he was dead.
Definitely dead, Sally agrees.
Not by your hand. Francis couldn't be more certain of it. Not unless he was a chipmunk.
Jillian throws her arms around the aunts. Aunt Frances's announcement has filled her with hope. It's a silly and ridiculous thing to possess at her age, particularly on this awful night. But Jillian doesn't give a damn. Better late than never, that's the way she sees it.
I'm innocent, Jillian cries.
Sally and the aunts exchange a look. They don't know about that. In this case, Jillian adds when she sees their expressions.
What killed him?
Sally asks the aunts. It could have been anything, Jet shrugs.
Alcohol, Kylie proposes. Years of it.
His heart, Antonia suggests.
Francis announces that they may as well stop this guessing game. They'll never know what killed him, but they're still left with a body in the yard. And that's why the aunts have brought along their recipe for getting rid of the many nasty things one can find in a garden. Slugs or aphids, the bloody remains of a crow torn apart by his rivals, or the sort of weeds that are so poisonous it's impossible to pull them by hand, even when wearing thick leather gloves. The aunts know precisely how much lye to add to the lime, much more than they include when they boil up their black soap, which is especially beneficial to a woman's skin if she washes with it every night. Bars of the aunt's soap, wrapped in clear cellophane, can be found in health food stores in Cambridge and in several specialty shops along Newbury Street, and this has bought not only a new roof for their old house, but a state-of-the-art septic system as well. At home, the aunts always use the big cast-iron cauldron, which has been in the kitchen since Maria Owens first built the house. But here, Sally's largest pasta pot will have to do. They'll have to boil the ingredients for 3.5 hours, so even though Kylie is always nervous that someone down at Del Vecchio's will recognize her voice as the one belonging to the wiseacre who had all those pizzas delivered to Mr. Fry's house a while back, she phones in and asks for 2 large pies to be delivered, one with anchovies for the aunts, the other cheese and mushroom with extra sauce.